okay, after Thanksgiving, and even right now, I start putting together my list of things that I might want for the holidays. We do like a, what do you call it? You have one person, we pick a name out of a hat, and that's who we pick for buying the gifts this year. Secret Santa. Thank you very much, Iridian. I should have known that. The past couple of years, I've looked at composting machines and thought, this is the year I'm going to finally ask for one. And I always don't end up pulling the trigger. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I don't know if it's going to be clean, if the composting machine is going to smell bad. And honestly, I don't get how I put a banana peel in there and a week later it comes out as dirt, when in nature that takes a lot longer. Scott Smithline is going to hopefully explain some of this to me. He's from Mill. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I bet a lot of people have the same similar questions before they buy a composting machine, as you guys probably hear that at Mill all the time.
We do. We do.
And
yep.
Tell me a little bit about the machine.
Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today about Mill. So Mill is a food recycler. We don't call it a composter because it doesn't technically compost. So I can solve that mystery for you right out of the gate.
Please.
It's a food recycler. It turns out that the hardest part of recycling food scraps, which is really what we're talking about doing here, is not the composting part, but it's the getting it from your kitchen countertop, your plate, your old Tupperware container, out of your house and, you know, into the system where it can be managed. And that's really what the food recycler is all about. It's making it easy and convenient for you to manage that material in your home in a way that doesn't smell, and is really just effortless. And, you know, it's a new type of technology, so I understand that people are confused about it because, you know, once upon a time, people probably didn't understand how the dishwasher worked or anything else. So we're here to answer those questions and talk to people about it.
Well, I appreciate that because I am still a little confused. So, first of all, it looks sleek, by the way. I'm looking at mill.com, M-I-L-L.com right now, and I'm seeing this great video putting food scraps in there, which you're right, is probably the hardest thing. So many people put that stuff down the dishwasher or it just ends up in the landfill because they just scrape it into their garbage. So if I put it in this machine and the lid closes, what is happening inside?
So in simplest of terms, it is dehydrating or drying that material and grinding it down. And that's really what we call the recycling part of this. So it takes the moisture out and grinds it down, and it just creates the sort of effortless, easy program in your kitchen that you're used to, right? You open the bin, and all you have to do is just put the food in there, and it takes everything, right? It takes avocado pits and peach pits. You can put a whole turkey carcass in there. It's not choosy. You put it in there, dehydrates it, grinds it down into this like fluffy brown, you know, material that you can see on the website. It doesn't smell, and it reduces it in size quite a bit. So in the morning, when you put your foot on the pedal and open it up again, it almost looks like it's empty. And you do that day after day. And for most folks, you know, most families, it takes several weeks to fill up.
Oh, wait, really? It's not just a weekly thing. This is usually for the average family, it takes a couple weeks to fill up. And then it looks like this brown. I mean, it looks like dirt. I know it's not. Let's say.
Yeah. So that for that part of it, it's really it's dehydrated food. We call it food grounds. And there's a lot of things you can do with it. You can put it in your garden. You can mix it into your garden beds. If you are doing backyard composting, you can just compost it as you normally would. You know, any kind of food scraps that you're currently composting. If you have chickens, which turns out 10% of Americans have chickens in their backyard, your chickens will love it. It makes great chicken food. And, you know, if your city has a composting pickup, if they have that service, you certainly can just put it in that bin, whatever your city takes. And last, if your city doesn't have that, pretty much every city has community composters or, you know, small businesses will come by and pick that material up and take it off and compost, get it composted for you. So the benefit here is, it makes it really easy to manage this material in your home.
Yeah, that's interesting. So our city is going to start, I live in a suburb of Chicago, and it's going to start, you can put the compost in the yard waste starting soon. But even that, the yard waste is outside. It's like way out there. Like, I'm not going to bring every single plate I do, let's just be honest, and go outside in the cold and scrape it into this bin. So I worried that I would just end up doing the same thing, put it in the garbage. This is what would solve that problem.
That's exactly right. I mean, I've been working on this for longer than I care to admit, let's just say multiple decades. Huh. And it turns out the hardest problem that we have to solve isn't how to get it from the curb to the composting facility or how to compost it there. It's how to make it easy for people to source separate, that's the term we use, to source separate this material in their home so that it can be collected and separated for collection. And that's really what this is all about. Instead of what turns out to be largely a daily chore for people who are separating their scraps raw, they have little buckets they keep on their countertop, and at the end of the day, they run that outside because it stinks. And it rots there, and people find that disgusting, and then flies come, et cetera. You just put it in what you're used to, which is like something that looks like a trash bin. And then, you know, every few weeks when it fills up, then you go ahead and take it out.
Okay, we're chatting with Scott Smithline, by the way, from Mill.com. Can you just answer like a dumb question like, why doesn't the landfill just compost it and turn it into dirt in the landfill, which seems like a great place to create dirt? Why doesn't that happen? Why do I need to compost it? Why do I need a separate space for that?
So if you put this material, this organic material is a term I use to talk about food scraps. Some people use the term food waste. If you put that material into the landfill, it will degrade in there. But unfortunately, it creates methane when it does that. Hmm. And so, you know, methane is a powerful, it's just powerful greenhouse gas. It's a form of pollution. And it actually creates other gases as well that leave the landfill. And so it's really a wasted, not only does it create pollution, but it's just a waste of a resource, right? I mean, this is we as a society, we put so much energy into creating this food and so many resources. And we idolize food. And then as soon as we're full, you know, we put that plate down and all of a sudden we're like, that's waste. This is, but it's still really valuable material for society. And we should recapture those economic and environmental value of that material. And that's really why we don't want to throw it in the landfill.
So I'm big into gardening. I like having big gardens and I like the idea of being able to use this as part of that. So you're saying that this thing fills up in a couple of weeks, my mill, I go out there, I can kind of sprinkle it with my current yard waste beds, or not my yard waste beds, my garden beds, mix it on in there with some of the mulch and dirt, and this is going to serve to help the plants out?
That's right. We have directions on the website that guide people how to do that. It is a new material that people aren't familiar with. It isn't compost, so it does have to be managed slightly differently in your garden, and we provide all that guidance on the website. But yes, absolutely, this material can be incorporated into a garden bed.
How long has Mill been around?
So Mill, the company's just maybe over about 5 years now. I don't remember the exact time, but maybe five and a half years as a company. And we have had the Mill food recycler out now for the last just over 2 years.
Has it been super popular? Because composting is entering the consciousness a lot more these days. I remember going to San Francisco like 15 years ago. They were already composting. Here in Chicago, there's companies that do it, but it still seems like a rigmarole. But I imagine it's interest is up, right?
Yeah, it is extremely popular. You know, we have in mills in tens of thousands of homes and businesses across the country now. We're making them essentially as fast as we can. And it's really impressive to me as someone, again, who's been working in this space for a long time as an environmental advocate and as a public administrator working for the state in recycling programs, to see how quickly a new technology that no one's ever heard of before is being adopted. And I think that's because it's really solving this pain point of folks want to recycle this material, but it's just too gross for people, and people don't want to put up with the smells and the flies, et cetera, and really, nor should they have to in their kitchen, right? That's a place of hygiene. So we're really solving that problem.
Scott, I got to go. I appreciate your information. Mill.com is where people can find your product and educate themselves. I appreciate it. Take your time. Take your time. Take care, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a Monday for me, too. I'm on the website now. I mean, they're like $1,000, but they do have a $200 off sale going on right now for Black Friday. So Mill.com. And they didn't pay for this. I just wanted to chat with them about this because I find these products really interesting. Okay. I hope you did too. Let's take a break. We have news coming up for the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We'll wrap it up next.